Okay, and the applause for our next guest, David John Oates, standing by in Queensland, I do believe. Queensland? No, Adelaide.
Adelaide.
I got that.
Adelaide.
Yeah. Adelaide. How are you down there?
I'm doing good. Bit cold. We've got a cold winter this year.
Everything's excessive. Japan's having a heat wave. Five dead, 300 hospitalized or so. No, 3,000 hospitalized. Yeah,
wow.
It's strange everywhere. We had a June here that I've never seen anything like it. It was like August, hotter than Dickens.
Yeah, my mate Jeff, who lives in Oregon, was telling me they're having a real heat wave over there.
Yeah,
so strange times.
What's new down there? Are you seeing any of the strangeness of our times reflected in the reversals? Are you coming across anything odd?
Stuff? Just the typical politician stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not finding anything out of the ordinary, you know. I mean, my client work, of course, most of my time is spent with clients, you know. I've got 30 clients I'm seeing right now, so that's a full load.
That's a full
upload.
Load, yeah.
Full load, wow. Yeah, but I'm with an interesting crowd. I'm with a lot of my clients are all businessmen and successful business and successful people right now. So that's a whole different mentality, a whole different mindset altogether.
So they're successful, and yet they're troubled enough to want to come in and get some analysis and guidance. How interesting.
Well, none of us are immune from life problems, Jeff. Money doesn't take that away. I think, as one of my clients told me, that if you want to be successful, you got to do personal development. You know, you can't get success without that. So it's an integral part of his budget, his personal development work, while I get really good results, and it's seen in people's bottom line. So, so they come back for more.
Do you ever have any who listen to themselves reversed and just can't take it and say, this is not for me, and get up and walk out? Has that ever happened?
Look, it has happened to me back in my early days, but not anymore now. I've developed a real good bedside manner. The reversals are very obvious and plain. And, I've got to be fair to say, I don't know whether it's just the current clientele I've got, but general people are embracing it. They want to find the problems and they want to fix them. And that's the type of clientele I've got now. I've known back in the past, I've had clientele that have wanted to fix their problems, get quite angry and upset, but not with the current batch of people I'm working with.
Good for you. So, you've earned it. Your reputation must be extraordinary down there, and... I'm sure you could have 60 or 70 if you wanted.
Yeah, I'm sure I could. Now, I'm booked out solid as it is now. And, a lot of repeat business, too, which is good. People coming back for more.
Do people ever buy a machine and take it home and try to continue on doing their own reversals?
That happens quite a lot. Uh-huh. Yeah, that does happen quite a lot, especially with the app out now. You know, the app makes it very, very, very accessible. So, yeah, a lot of people trying it out for themselves, and I have some clients I go and do their own reversal, email me and say, oh, David, I found this and this and this. What does that mean?
Funny and fun.
Funny and fun, yeah. Reverse boot's a lot of fun. Yeah, I've been doing it for 32 years now, Jeff. Long time, time.
That is a long time. But what we do here with David, and if you go click on David's name, go to his website, take a look, you can hear up to 10,000 reversals, and they are just arresting, many of them stunning. But what we do here is try to bring newsmakers, the kind of people you see on the nightly news. Bring those folks forward and show us and let us hear what they're really thinking Now, their forward speech is one thing, but many of them lie. They lie because they're told to. They lie because they're liars. But the truth comes through, always, in reverse, because it's the voice of the subconscious, which is not easily, in fact, probably not at all controllable, programmable, or manipulatable by exterior propaganda issues. Just can't.
No, it can't. No, it's the raw, pure truth. And, of course, in your show, I present all my political reversals. You know, and actually, my website is mainly political, but it's difficult to put private sex work up there. I just don't like doing that, you know.
Understood. Yeah, sure. Yeah. All right, well, what do we have tonight?
All right. Okay, well, we've got a cross-section and section, of course, as we've always had. I've got someone Obama and someone Jeb Bush, a couple of good ones on Netanyahu.
I want to hear Jeb Bush, because that guy has changed his tune in the last 6 to 12 months. He's now saying things that I've never heard him say before, and they're really downright ugly. They're global Illuminati things. They're kind of surprising to me. We'll see. I can't wait to hear those.
Look, I've only got one on Jeb Bush, so we'll start off with that one. Okay, this is a bit of an ominous one. This one. I'm not too sure what he's talking about. For us, as with all our political reversals, I only get to listen to them about 2 hours before the show. It's the only one I get time to check them through. So they're new for me as well. So let's see what he's saying forwards.
But there also always ought to be an eye on the ball of the next group of people that actually decide who the president's going to be.
Oh, now that's an interesting statement forwards.
Say, tell us, it was a little muddy. Tell us what he says forward.
Okay, there always has to be on the eye of the group of people who choose who the next president will be.
Okay.
That's a forward. I mean,
that's revealing.
Very ominous.
Yeah, sure.
That's revealing in itself. And reversal is just revealing the shadow will beat the group.
Oh, my.
The shadow will beat the group.
There it is.
That clear as a bell, too.
Yes, it is.
And it's true.
Yes,
the shadow government, the shadow elite, the satanic shadow elite, the dark ones, the dark power will beat the group every time. Force them to do its will. Wow.
That's exactly how I interpret it. Yep. It's very, very revealing and ominous reversals to start the show with. So let's run this. It's a shame the file's a bit muddy. Normally I get better forwards than this. It looks like it's just been recorded and mic up to speakers. That's why it sounds a bit muddy anyway. But let's play it again.
Todd, let me ask Todd to EQ the top end, push the top end up. I think if you sharpen it up that way, it might be a little clearer. So go ahead, David. He'll just turn the top end up.
Okay, so here's the forwards.
But there also always ought to be an eye on the ball of the next group of people that actually decide who the president's going to be.
There always need to be eye on the ball of the next group of people who actually decide who the president will be.
Perfect.
What a statement to make forwards.
Yeah. It kind of gives it away. Yeah.
He gets an incredible statement to make forwards. And backwards, the shadow will beat the group.
The shadow will beat the group.
Wow.
Well, that tells it all. It tells
it.
Don't
even bother going voting.
No, don't even bother vote, is what that says. The fix is in. The game is afoot. It's all being manipulated, all controlled, and this whole thing of campaigns and waving flags and supporting people is really it's a waste of time. And let's face it, anybody who gets into the White House either does what he or she is told to do or will pay the price.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Yep.
And they kill people, folks. Remember, I keep saying that. They kill people all the time.
Well, I got that classic verse on Bill Clinton. I can't pull it up off the top of my head now. Right back when Vincent Foster died, and Clinton says it was a hit.
I don't remember that one because it was an obvious hit. He was murdered, carried into Fort Marcy Park, and dropped 250 feet or more. And there's no dirt on the bottom of his shoes from the park. He jumped 250 feet, apparently, after he was dead.
Yeah, unbelievable. I can't put my hand on the reverses off my head, but I'll pull that for next show. But yeah, Clinton says it was a hit.
So. I'll be darned.
Yeah.
He was messing around with Hillary, but so is Webster Hubble. So who knows who else? I don't honestly think Bill cared enough to have anybody hit. I think he probably welcomed it. He didn't care.
Oh, no, I don't think he instigated it, but he was aware of it.
Yeah, sure. I think most anybody on the inside was. Just like Ron Brown in that plane crash that went down in Europe.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy had a round hole right in the top of his head straight down.
I know. Unbelievable.
Yeah. There's some suggested that was an ice bullet of some kind that melted after it penetrated the skull. Yeah. Huh. Left no metallic debris.
Wow, I'll be bothered. All right, from one extreme to another, here's a Texas pastor on gay marriage. Okay? Here's the forwards. This is following the Supreme Court decision.
Also, I say, this country better beware. We've suffered a lot of injustices, but I'm not sure God's going to tolerate this one very long.
He's talking about gay marriage. God's not going to tolerate this for very long. Right. And he says, beware, we branded the sinner. It's now assault. Okay? Here we go. Beware, we branded the sinner. It's now assault.
Huh.
Beware, we grab
your
autism. It's now assault.
Yeah, there it is.
Beware, we grab your autism. It's now assault.
Yeah, in other words, we're...
All the syllables are there, folks. Just that's your acid test. They're all there.
Yeah, all there, all clear. Typical, he said, what would he say about the band of the sinner? We have given credence to the sin. This is a sin, and we have branded. In other words, we have put our stamp of approval on it. So he's just typical fundamentalist approach to gay marriage, I would imagine. And here's the same Texas pastor, bizarre reversal. Here's the forward.
That the very created order of male and female is irrelevant.
Yeah, I can't even hear what he's saying forwards. Let's try that again.
That the very created order of male and female is irrelevant.
Oh, the very created order of male and female is irrelevant. And then he says, God was wrong. Eat the lion.
God was wrong. Eat the lion.
I'll be bothered.
God was wrong. Eat the lion.
I mean, that's a contradictory to prophecies. The lamb will sit down with the lion, in peace. No, God was wrong. No, I don't know. Bizarre reversal. Anyway, there you go. That's my attack on fundamentalists of the day. All right, let's look at who will we go to next? Oh, let's look at Obama talking about the Iranian deal, okay? All right, here we go. Here's the Fords.
History shows that America must lead not just with our might, but with our principles. It shows we are stronger not when we are alone, but when we bring the world together.
Okay, he's talking about the nuclear deal with Iran, and he simply says, "Done deals."
Right.
Done deal. Done deal.
Yeah, there it is.
Done deal.
Yeah, speaks for itself. The deal's done. He's obviously in favor of it. However, he has a bit of an ominous reversal here.
In our time, the risk is that nuclear weapons will spread to more and more countries, particularly in the Middle East, the most volatile region in our world.
Well, thanks to us, it is. Yeah,
that's right. And here he says, forewarning.
Forewarning. Forewarning.
Huh. Let's run the forwards again. Listen to the forwards again.
That's he's saying...
In our time, the risk is that...
Sorry, what's that, Jeff?
He said forewarning, right? I'm giving you a forewarning.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep, that's right. Yep. So here's the forwards again.
In our time, the risk is that nuclear weapons will spread to more and more countries, particularly in the Middle East.
Yeah, forewarning. Yeah, he's telling us it's going to happen.
Yeah, they seem to have a code of ethics now that requires the evil ones do to tell us in advance, in maybe an obtuse and obscure way, but to tell us in advance what's coming. I don't get it. It's like a mockery. They're just mocking us.
Yeah.
Because they do tell us.
Yeah, they do. You're absolutely right. Wow. All right. So here's Obama again on the Iranian deal.
Such a scenario would make it more likely that other countries in the region would feel compelled to pursue their own nuclear programs, threatening a nuclear arms race in the most volatile region of the world. It would also present the United States with fewer and less effective options to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon.
He is actually Obama being unusually confident. Normally his reversals are not this way. He says, I will win it.
I will win it.
Oh, yeah.
I will win it.
There it is. He's confident of the deal going through, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether he's going to do
think
it.
They, I think there was a lot of money involved that we never heard about.
Oh, really?
That's how these deals often come about. It's all about money in the end. I don't think the Iranians care if they get a nuclear bomb or not, frankly. What are they going to do with it?
Yeah, right.
I mean, geez.
Yeah, that is a strange reversal on the Iranian deal. He says Jews profess it, but the Jews don't profess it. They hate the deal. So now let's see if we can get a context. Reversal, Jews profess it. So let's listen to the Fords.
Iran will have access to Iran's entire nuclear supply chain, its uranium mines and mills, its conversion facilities, and its centrifuge manufacturing and storage facilities.
And Jews profess it.
Jews profess it.
I wonder what he means by that, because they don't. The Jews hate the deal.
Say, let's do that again, David.
Yeah, what, the Fords as well?
Both, please.
Okay, so here's the Fords.
Iran will have access to Iran's entire nuclear supply chain, its uranium mines and mills, its conversion facility, and its centrifuge manufacturing and storage facilities.
Okay,
who is going to have access to all of that?
Hang on.
What did he say in the very beginning?
Iran will have access to Iran.
He says Iran, what? Iran
no, see, it made no sense.
Iran will have.
That doesn't make any sense. He says Iran will have access to Iran.
Maybe what? He's saying that those things aren't particularly concerning, and we are going to give Iran the right to access its own nuclear whatever it's doing.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they can still.
They can do these things because they're not building bombs.
Right, that's right.
I think that's what he's saying, but it didn't make sense in the beginning.
Iran will have access to Iran's entire nuclear. Iran will have access to Iran's entire nuclear supply chain. The uranium mines and mills.
Oh yeah, they can. Right, they can.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
That makes
all right. So they're going to let him basically continue doing what they've been doing.
Yeah, right.
As long as it's not building weapons.
Yeah. The Jews profess it, but the Jews don't profess it. That's why they understand the reversal.
But did you say that? What did the Jew? What is it? What does he say?
Jews profess, P-R-O-F-E-S-S, it. Here we go.
Jews profess it. Jews profess it.
Well, he's saying that the Jews have the same thing, isn't he? They also have that whole supply chain, but they've made bombs with them. He's just not saying that. They've got 400 to 500. They've bragged that they can take out any nuclear capital with their missiles and nuclear warheads and at any time. It's called the Samson option. Look it up.
Oh, yeah. Well, we talked about that, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. All right, okay. Let's move on. Here's Iran again, Iranian deal.
Because of this deal, that stockpile will be reduced to a fraction of what would be required for a single weapon.
And here he says, they're evil.
They're evil. They're evil.
Yeah.
They're evil.
Well, I guess they are. I don't know. Depends on if you believe the propaganda or not. Here we have him again, still on the Iranian deal.
Because of this deal, Iran will remove two-thirds of its installed centrifuges.
And he says, we profess laws.
We profess laws. reports.
What's he say?
We profess, P-R-O-F-E-S-S, same as the other one, laws, L-A-W-S.
It sounds like...
Yeah, I'm open to options.
I'm hearing... We... play it again, please.
Yep, sure.
I hear protect and protest. I hear protect, I think, more clearly. See if you hear an ECT on the end, protect.
Yeah. Okay. There's an F in there. You know what?
Oh, there is an S. We protest. Yeah. It sounds like we protest laws.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what that means.
It's not a clear reversal. Forget it. That one slipped through my filters. Uh-huh. All right. Okay. Well, seeing we talked about Iran, let's look at Netanyahu. And I've still got some more Obama. We'll get back to him in a sec. But let's look at some of Netanyahu now.
By not dismantling Iran's nuclear program, in a decade, this deal would give an unreformed, unrepentant, and far richer terrorist regime the capacity to produce many nuclear bombs. In fact, an entire nuclear arsenal with the means to deliver it.
I've got to say something. I'm so tired of that jerk. He's been saying the same crap for 15 years.
Definitely, yes, he has.
It's really. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay.
Do you have a lot of reversals, David?
Oh, we'll go, a few. Yeah.
All right, we'll go right through the break then. Let's just keep going. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. And here he says, "Now we lose it."
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
That's. Well, that's consistent with his position, you know. We've lost on this deal, okay?
Yep.
So here we have the next one.
And in addition, Iran will get a jackpot of cash bonanza of hundreds of billions of dollars.
There you go, Jeff.
Which will enable it to continue to pursue its aggression and terror in the region and in the world.
Iran will get a jackpot, hundreds of billions of dollars. That's just what you said.
Yep.
And he says, "Oh God, sinner."
Oh God, sinner. Oh God, sinner.
Huh. What?
Oh God, sinner.
Oh God, sinner. Oh God, sinner?
Yeah. Oh God, sinner. They're sinners. Oh God, we're in trouble, if you know what I mean.
That suggests he actually believes the drivel he's saying. Now, he was correct in saying they got a lot of money.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
I don't know. I don't find the Iranians to be bombing men, women, and children in Gaza. Do you? Dropping white phosphorus on them, taking 95% of the landmass of an adjoining country, like the Israelis have done to the Palestinians. Do you see them doing that? I don't.
No, I don't. It's interesting. All right. Got two more on Netanyahu.
Israel will continue to uphold its commitment to the laws of armed conflict, despite the brutal tactics of its enemies, and it will continue to investigate any allegations of wrongdoing in accordance with the highest international standards.
And then it says, this will open new door.
New door.
Oh, that's not true.
New door.
Oh, that's not clear. I think that's door, actually. You can run that again. Not the best reverse in the world. Anyway, there you go. Alright, one more. Oh, don't forget the next one, Netanyahu. That's not a good one. Alright, look, here's one. Here's a non-political one, just to break things up. This is Janet Jackson. Talking about Michael Jackson.
There's never a day where I don't think about my brother. Not one day has gone by where I don't think about my brother. And my other brother, he said the same thing.
And he says, they murdered my brother.
I murdered my brother.
Wow.
I murdered my brother.
That's clear.
There's no question that she's telling the truth. None. If you study the case carefully and look at what he was saying in the last several months of his life, about the music industry, the control, the evil involved. Now, he sold out early for the superstar. Yeah. He said, I sold out, and he regretted it. He said it wasn't worth it. And then he said that the Jews own the whole business, and they're like leeches, and they suck the life out of you. He said something very close to that in an off-the-cuff, walking down the street interview. And that is on, it was on the internet. I played it. So what he said was truly an apt description of the way the music and entertainment industry works. It sucks the life out of people and gives them fame and celebrity in exchange. It's an example of what he was experiencing. And yes, I do believe that it's true that he was murdered by an incompetent, a quote, incompetent doctor who took the fall. At any rate, there are always consequences when you sell out to the dark side.
So let's play that reversal again. Here's the forward.
There's never a day where I don't think about my brother. Not one day has gone by where I don't think about my brother. And my other brother and sister said the same thing.
There we go. They murdered my brother.
I'm murdered of my brother.
Wow.
I'm murdered of my brother.
Very clear.
See how she, and she says it, David, like they've come to terms with it long ago. It's very matter of fact.
Yeah,
it's sad. It's just, it is. It's like somebody right now saying they murdered JFK. It's the truth. That's the truth. That's the way I see it. Now, I'm not the final arbiter on any of this, but I've been watching this Jackson story for a long time. And, I'm just amazed at what he said toward the end, and I said they're gonna knock him out. They're gonna take him out. You cannot criticize what he called the Jews. Now, they're not Jewish people of good faith, morality, and conscience. This is what he meant was the Zionist control of the entertainment business. And that's what he was criticizing.
Well, there you go.
Again, we don't group all people of any faith or belief system together. There are always exceptions. But he was talking about a specific group that has risen to the top of the entertainment industry, runs it, controls it, owns it, and treats people just as they are. They're products. Products to make money for the big shots.
Yeah, well, there you go. Very clear reversal.
That is a clear one. It's sad. Let's hear that again because of the pathos in her voice. That's very...
You can hear it in the voice.
Yeah.
Here's the forward.
There's never a day where I don't think about my brother. Not one day has gone by where I don't think about my brother. And my other brothers and sisters have said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They murdered my brother.
I murdered my brother.
Well, that get much clearer than that, do they?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And, she's afraid to say it forwards, but certainly her subconscious speaks true.
Yep.
Good job
on
that. Really good.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, that was a good one. All right, let's look at Bernie Sanders. Got a couple on him. Here's the forwards.
If we do that, if we involve millions of people in this campaign, man, we can create a country the likes of which no one has ever seen. That's our mission, and I look forward to working with you to make that happen. Thank you, Bill.
Israel seems to be in everyone's mind lately. Mossad citizen, no one shoot this hell. The verse is, Mossad citizen, no one shoot this hell.
I'm not sure about the beginning, David. I can't understand that.
Oh, you can't? Oh, really?
What is he saying?
Sounds quite clear here. Mossad, M-O-S-S-A-D.
Okay, that is Mossad, yeah.
Yeah, yes. Citizen, C-I-T-I-Z-E-N, citizen.
Okay.
Mossad, citizen, no one shoot this hell. I'll do it again.
Mossad, no one shoot this hell.
Yep.
Mossad,
The citizen is soft. I heard
it. Yeah, yeah. It's a soft whisper. Yeah, you're right. No, the reversal's quite clear. It's just faint.
Got it.
It's sympathy to Israel is what the reversal is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know Bernie Sanders' view on all of this, but anyway, it's on their mind. So. Alright, and here we have Bernie Sanders again.
Why a family like the Koch brothers, who are worth $85 billion, you might think that that is enough money.
Now the Koch brothers worth $85 billion? Oh my God, that's incredible. Oh. Feed their wolf. Wow.
Feed their wolf.
Yep.
Feed their wolf.
I'll be bothered.
Feed their wolf.
Now those are all supporting the Copelands. Wow. I'll be bothered. All right, okay. That's a lot of money to be worth, isn't it? All right, let's have a look. I've got a couple on... Oh, look, I got to play this one. It's a four-letter word, but it's... I think this is the one I'm thinking of. Let's run the forward.
At the end of the day, I think voters sort it all out. I have great confidence. I trust the American voter. So I trust the American voter 100%.
No, that's not the one I thought it was. But anyway, it says blank you.
Not you.
She really does like the American voter, doesn't she?
That's funny. Yeah.
That's a classic Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
And here we have another one. I wonder if this tells us whether she's going to be for climate change or whatever. Anyway, here's the forward.
That I used one device. Maybe it was because I am not the most technically capable person. And
oh yeah, sure, she's technically capable. She deleted 55,000 emails. Press on the climate is a reversal.
Mm-hmm. Press on the climate.
Press on the climate.
Oh no, that's not climate issues. That's the press that are all over her about all of this stuff.
Anyway. I see.
Yeah, that's how I would interpret that, the press. Okay, there was a funny reversal on a campaign ad. I wish I could... I don't know which one it was now. Yeah, we'll just go through them and we'll find out. Okay, so that's... Now, here we have someone talking about Hillary Clinton. This is Ralph Nader commenting on Hillary Clinton.
One can almost forgive the corporatism. She moved to New York with Bill because that's where the power is in Wall Street. But her militarism is absolutely shocking. And, I mean, she almost single-handedly did the Libyan war.
And he says, because she'll suck.
Because she'll suck.
Oh, it's clear.
Because she'll suck.
Wow. I'll be bothered.
Yeah, it is.
Because she'll suck.
Oh, that is clear. Oh, God, I hope she doesn't get into office, but then I hope Trump doesn't get into office, too. Whereas, I don't know.
Well, now, let me tell you about Trump. Trump has stuck in... He has touched a nerve over here, and it has been a tremendous response to him in the last couple of weeks. Yeah,
he is
number one in the polls above Jeb Bush. I don't know how they're going to stop this guy. He's running off the reservation with the truth, especially about the illegal immigration problem. That is the nerve that was responsive to him. That vaulted him to the top position. Don't discount Trump. Look, what do we have now? What do we have with Bush Jr., George W. Bush?
Yeah,
come on, are they any better? No, I'd rather take a chance with Trump, to be honest.
Yeah,
I don't.
Right.
The guy speaks from the hip. He doesn't play around. He doesn't read from a teleprompter. He tells it like it is, as far as he's concerned. Okay, I don't agree with everything he says, but I sure do like a lot of the things he says.
All right, okay. Well, here's the verse on Donald Trump talking about Snowden.
Yeah, hold that one, David, will you?
Yep, sure.
Yeah, hold it. We got to do this break. We'll come right back.
Sure.
With David John Oates, ReverseSpeech.com. Okay, back with David, live from Adelaide, and we get to spend an hour with David once a month. One of the most extraordinary things I've ever been associated with, reverse speech. ReverseSpeech.com is the website, David, at it 32 years now. Just extraordinary. Okay, David.
Ah, here we have Donald Trump talking about Snowden.
It really shows how weak our country's been and has become when you cannot get this guy back. I mean, you think you tell these countries, hey, folks, we're not doing any deals with you until this guy's on a plane. And that includes Russia. That includes everybody.
Now, you see, there's Trump. Okay, I want to hear this in reverse. Yeah, let's see what he really thinks.
Yeah. The human had the accident. That's reversal.
The human had the accident.
Yeah, it's there.
It sounds like he's almost maybe forgiving, excusing. He Snowden screwed up. He made a mistake.
Yeah. Right.
So
yeah,
in his subconscious, he's kind of forgiving him or understanding him.
Yeah,
but
you're right.
In his forward speech, he's anti-Snowden, wants him back.
Yeah.
And is that right?
That's exactly how I read it, Jeff. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so he's a little bit softer in his heart.
Yeah. Well, I don't... That whole idea of... look, if people focus on Snowden as being evil and a traitor, and they miss the fact that Snowden is a misdirection, that, my God, the whole government, the NSA, all of these agencies are the evil. And whatever Snowden did or didn't do in a true patriotic fashion is irrelevant. The relevance is the fact that he worked for the darkness and got out of it and didn't want to carry it around anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yep. Yes, indeed. Yeah, so maybe Trump understands that.
I will see. Yeah. I don't know. But again, I don't agree with all the things he says forward, but I sure was amazed at the response he got to his statements about immigration, that some of the people coming across here are rapists, murderers, disease carriers, and they are spreading disease. He's totally right, and he hit something on the head there. And there have been other things as well. So... watch it.
Oh, well, we'll see what happens. Wait for a while. It'll be an interesting race.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a look. Here's one on Obama. Here's the thoughts.
Assalamu alaikum. Many other Americans have Muslims in their family or have lived in a Muslim-majority country.
And he says, hate Muslim, that's a crime.
Well, he's very much pro-Islamic. That's obvious. He's trying to walk a tightrope, but he's not doing a real good job. His pro-Islamism is showing.
Well, that's what the reversal is, pro-Islam.
Mm-hmm.
So here it is again. Hates Muslim, that's a crime.
He grew up as one.
Yes, he did. Yes, he certainly did. Yep. All right. Here we have Obama again.
So this was a good day for America.
This was a good day for America. That's on the legalizing of gay marriage. And here he says, I'm ahead.
I'm ahead.
Okay.
I'm ahead.
What's he say?
I'm ahead. That's how I heard it. I'm ahead. You hear it differently?
I just didn't.
I'm ahead.
I hear that. That's clear.
That's clear.
He is such a disgusting human being. Go ahead.
I agree with you, Jeff. I've been doing reverses on this guy for 7 years now. He's certainly been a treasure trove of reverses. I've had no trouble finding reverses on Obama. Not like George Bush. He was like pulling hen's teeth.
We used to grumble about George W. all the time.
Never had any trouble getting reversals on Obama, though. Here's another one on Obama.
But this much we do know. No faith justifies these murderous and craven acts. No just and loving God looks upon them with favor.
And he says, I'm with you.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
There it is.
I'm with you.
Well, that works.
Yeah, all right. Oh, this is the one I was looking for. This is such a classic reversal. You remember when he came out with a random rendition of Amazing Grace? Here, listen to this. Here, listen to this.
Amazing Grace.
Backwards, you suck.
You suck. You suck.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
That's funny. That's really funny. He is such an egomaniac, and he took singing lessons to learn how to sing so he could pull these things off occasionally. And you can see what he thinks of his own talents.
I know.
That's funny. That's really funny.
Play that again. Here's the forward.
Amazing grace.
He put his heart and soul into it, and then he says, you suck.
Yeah.
You suck. You suck.
Classic river.
That's funny. Now, what's really funny is the audience laughter comes right in, almost like they were hearing him in reverse, and they laughed at what he was saying in reverse. It sounds like it.
That's
really a classic.
That one's going to get played a few times, I think. I remember watching him. I was watching that on the Fox Live, and he did it. Came out with his rendition of Amazing Grace. Like, what the dickens is he doing?
He's done that once or twice before. Just broke into song, just little pieces of song.
Oh, has he really?
Yeah,
right.
It's not the first time.
I'll be bothered. All right, okay. Let's
look
a couple more on Obama. Here we go.
We got insurance through the Affordable Care Act. All of America had protections it didn't have before.
And this is the crime of the law.
The crime of the law.
The
crime of the law.
Wow, he's talking about the Obamacare.
The crime of the law.
Wow, does he not believe in Obamacare? That's a rather revealing reversal. Let me run that again.
We got insurance through the Affordable Care Act. All of America had protections it didn't have before.
The crime of the law.
The crime of the law.
Don't be bothered.
The crime of the law.
Isn't he putting it down?
Yeah. Oh, forwards. He's putting it down forwards. No.
Reverse.
That's what he's doing. He's putting it down in reverse. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is...
No, that's absolute.
Which is really quite revealing because this is his baby, you know? And if he's putting it down in reverse, he knows that there's problems with the system. So, is how I would interpret that. I don't know how else you would interpret that.
No.
All right, okay. Let me see. What else have I got here? So many. Let's just... Oh, here, well, I'll pull out a random here.
There's been some good ones tonight.
Sorry, what's that?
There's been some very good ones tonight, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, this was a good batch. Yeah, I was really pleased with these ones. And she's listening too, the young lady who finds them for me, so thank you very much. She goes by the name of She-Wolf. There we go. All right, so here's the forward.
Amazing.
Oh, I just played that one. What am I doing? Here we go.
I don't think I could take any more of it either.
For all the misinformation campaigns, all the doomsday predictions, all the talk of death panels, job destruction, for all the repeal attempts, this law is now helping tens of millions of Americans.
We passed the law.
We passed the laws. We passed the laws.
Our laws, plural.
We passed the laws.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah, well, that makes sense. Yeah, that's just a... That's just a congruent reversal. All right, look, let's get off of Obama. I'm getting sick of Obama. Oh, we're at the end, are we?
Go ahead, right. You can play one or two more. Go ahead.
Okay, all right, here's something from the Black Panther Party.
Let them crack it easy. We come to help you. Bookmark, D.C. had a plan to kill all the slave masters in the state. Denmark, D.C. had a plan to kill every last one of them and kill all of their goddamn families. And we need some new Denmark beasts today.
And here he says, here comes the devil.
Here comes the devil.
Wow.
Here comes the devil.
Yeah, yeah, there we go.
Didn't get any more clear than that.
That's a pretty nice clear reversal. Yeah, anyway, I just got a lovely email in from someone who said that reversal you suck on Obama was the best reversal ever.
That's funny. Oh, I wouldn't argue that that's right at the top. Boy, that's right up there.
Yeah, that's going to get saved in my regular.
He's
my
so
regular
damned egomaniacal that he just couldn't. He knew he sucked, and he just got right down on himself. He couldn't take it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
This is funny.
Yeah, they'll be in my regular playlist from now on, along with Janet Jackson. You murdered my brother.
Yeah, maybe you can clean those up a little bit on with some software. I'm not sure. I think you can.
Yeah, I've got the software here to do that.
Yeah, they're really worth it. Very good. Well, all right, David. If you have one more quickie, go ahead. If not, then
let's finish. We'll finish off with the Jeb Bush one again. Classic forwards and backwards. Here's
okay.
Forwards.
But there also always ought to be an eye on the ball of the next group of people that actually decide who the president's going to be.
The shadow will beat the group.
The shadow will beat the group. The shadow will beat the group. The shadow will beat the group.
Don't bother voting, folks. It's already been decided. There you go.
Yeah, well, that's the way the game's been played ever since JFK.
Yep. All right, Jeff.
Thank you, David. That was really good. Thanks to all you folks who helped, you researchers who did that, put that together. Wonderful stuff. All right, my friend, you be well. Take care.
Yeah, sure will. Okay, see you. Bye.
Okay, night.
Bye.
All right, that's our program on Friday evening. I think it was another very interesting program. Hope you enjoyed it like I did. Weekend coming up. Take care, enjoy, and we'll be back next week to do it again. I hope. Always hopeful. And we'll talk soon. Take care.